This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
If you're a fan of novels set in World War II, you may want to add Vermont author Larry Booker's thrillers to your stack. His two books, McGrath's Detail and McGrath's Murder, both take place in Ireland during World War II, and he's recently finished the first chapter of the third book. A former member of the U.S. Navy and a retired teacher, Booker joins us now from his home in Pittsford to talk about his writing practice. Welcome.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
So I'm always curious about how writers come to write their stories, and you've written two books and you're working on a third.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about your writing practice.
Well, I don't really keep a daily writing practice, but I do keep a notebook. When I have a thought or an idea for my novel, I put it down in my notebook. When I have a series of ideas that will form a chapter, well, then I can write the chapter. When the book is finished, then I revise it again completely. I'm always thinking about the storyline for the book, and it's never very far from my thinking.
Are you pretty old school when it comes to taking notes?
Pencil and paper.
Yellow pad
and a number two.
Do you think that affects your writing at all, or the way a story could progress?
Well, I have ideas. They just flow all over the yellow paper. Then I can take those things and formulate them into a chapter on the computer. I do everything on the computer when I'm finalizing my story.
And I understand you served in the Navy in the early 1960s, and that military theme resonates in both of your books. They're also both set in Ireland around World War II and revolve around weather. Why those three elements?
Well, it's in Ireland because I'm completely Irish. My great-grandparents landed in Vermont from Ireland in the 1850s, and they settled on a farm in Danby, Vermont. World War II has held a fascination for me, as I imagine it probably has for millions of people. I had cousins from Vermont who served in the war, and of course, many of the movies of my childhood and my youth dealt with the war, hence my exposure to it and interest in it. And as far as the weather is concerned, in my teenage years, I became interested in it and used to take small weather observations near our house. But then when I was in the Navy, I wanted to go to air traffic control school. However, since I'm colorblind, that was out of the question. So I ended up in weather observer school. Clouds are white, black, or gray. Hey, no problem. Then, after school, I spent the next 26 months taking weather observations in England, stationed on an RAF base, which had taken part in the Battle of Britain. And that's where I got the idea for the McGrath books.
And I understand you're a retired teacher. You still substitute teach?
Yeah, I do. I like to get out twice a week, give my wife some downtime and a little peace and quiet.
Do you remember a favorite teacher of yours that may have influenced your writing career?
Oh, yes. My second-year Latin teacher in high school, Mr. De Parma, he made Latin and Caesar's commentaries on Gaul come alive to the point where I expected Caesar to come charging into the classroom. Most of all, Mr. De Parma taught diligence, perseverance, and persistence, which, of course, are all necessary if you want to be a writer.
Did you come to writing novels later in your life?
I did. After the Navy, there was college, family, and my career, so I didn't have the time to write, really, until I retired. Now, I write much of the time, but I'm finding that writing is an escape for me. The more I write, the more I want to write. So it's just recently that I've been doing novels.
Is there anything that you find that's challenging for you when you're writing?
Oh, yes. My biggest challenge is not having the time to write during the summer. I prefer to be doing outdoor activities. You know, writing has to take a vacation till the fall. And the lawns have to be mowed, and I have to tend the garden. And sometimes I get to a point where I can't find a reconciliation to a situation in my novel. I set the book aside and do something completely different.
How would you encourage someone to put pen to paper or pencil to notepad and write?
I like to see what the opening chapter is, figure out what the closing is, and how do I develop one chapter from another and take my ideas and put them in front of me and mold them and meld them into a story. And eventually it works out. But again, put the seat of your pants to the seat of the chair and then just start writing.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out and telling us more about your books and about writing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thank you for having me.
That's Pittsford author and teacher Larry Booker. He'll read from his works at the Rutland Free Library and the Ilsley Library in Middlebury this month. Visit vpr.net for more details.